I grew up reading a lot of books. My kids read a lot of books. Your kids read a lot of books. We have tons of books around our house. Little kid books, young kid oriented books. I'm holding in my hand a new one. It's not quite on the market yet, but it will be soon. It's called The Adventures of Mr. Fuzzy Ears: Searching for a Furry Friend, written and illustrated by Donna Carr Roberts, a Peorian and artist in residence at Bradley.
Yep.
Just so happens that your husband Gary's also the president over there, and we know him a little bit. Good to see you.
Thanks.
Congratulations, first of all, as I hold a finished product is always good, right? When you have a finished product.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, oh, my gosh. Tell me why you chose to do this.
Well, actually, I'm on the board for the Peoria Humane Society.
Okay.
And we had invited them over to our house back in November for a meeting. They got to meet our four dogs. And Kitty Yanko, who's major supporter, major part of the Humane Society, suggested, because the dogs are so interesting, that I should write a book. And the truth is, the story came out with just a few days. In fact, the star of the book, who is Mr. Fuzzy Ears, that's his stage name. His real name is Scamp.
Oh, wow. He had to go undercover for this.
He didn't want to be recognized.
Yeah.
Wearing sunglasses.
He's an interesting character, and he kind of wrote the book. I mean,
really?
A lot of what goes on in the book is things he's done.
Was it fairly easy having dogs to just make them human and write a book about them or like that?
Yeah, well, the artwork took a little longer. It was about 3 months. They're watercolors. I mostly work in oils now.
Right.
And a lot of what I do is very formal portraits. So this was really fun because I went back to watercolors and it's a very light, fun theme.
When you write a story, you say the story kind of came easily to you because of your knowledge of your dog. So you write the story, and then you have to then come up with a concept of illustrations that are appropriate or inspired by the words there on that particular page.
Yes.
So that seems like, as you say, it takes longer, but that seems almost daunting.
It was fun.
Was it?
It was so much fun. I just, like I said, I've never done anything like this where they're almost sort of a cartoon. It's a cross between a cartoon image and a real image. I mean, a lot of what I do has a lot of detail.
Yeah, this particular one I'm looking at just at the beginning of the book, it's very lifelike. I mean, that looks like a photo almost.
Oh, my. Yeah.
Don't you think so? The nose, the way it pops off the page? All right, so you have this, and it's wonderful. I read through it real quickly. Every little kid would like this. But you seem to have a bigger picture here. There's some more than just, hey, I would like to write a children's book.
Yeah, well, and it's the book itself that has taken on the life. Again, the original purpose was to help educate children on loving and caring for animals, and also to generate funds for the Humane Society, because the profits from the book will go to the Humane Society.
Okay.
But then I've also talked with the superintendent of schools, Dr. Sharon Desmond Carrot, and we're donating copies of the book to every public school library in Peoria.
Nice.
And we're going to schedule readings. So throughout the next 6 months, we'll be going to various schools with the dogs and read the book so the children can meet Mr. Fuzzy Ears in person.
The real Mr.
The
Fuzzy
The real Mr. Ears. Fuzzy Ears. And he'll be doing potographs.
Oh, my gosh. I love this, Donna. This is awesome. You should work for the Greg and Dan show.
That's okay.
That's something we would have come up with.
Yeah.
Potographs.
Yeah, we're also, it's going to be carried at a couple of local retail locations. The book will be at the Riverfront Museum. And we're going to do an exhibit of the original artwork that I did from the book. Will be an art exhibit of Mr. Fuzzy Ears. Bookstore in the Heights will carry it.
Nice.
Bradley Bookstore. It'll also be on Amazon, and Mr. Fuzzy Ears has his own website where people can get the book too. But
well, tell me about the desire to reach out to maybe some kids who don't have a feeling about animals.
Yeah, you were
dogs.
Sharing off air that there is
some
abuse
community.
Out there in some neighborhoods.
That's important to let them understand that there are feelings here. And
absolutely.
And maybe that's where love first happens. Sometimes.
It is. I mean, I think any of us who own pets, whether it's dogs, cats, or whatever, know that these are living creatures with feelings, and they give unconditional love. And they deserve the same from us. And some children grow up in areas where they don't see that. So what I'm hoping to do is reach all the children, but especially that group, to help them understand the feelings of the animals. In fact, in the book, Mr. Fuzzy Ears goes to the Humane Society and interviews animals there and finds out their background story about how they came to be there and what they're looking for, because they have hopes and dreams just like we do.
Yeah. You know, it's a two-edged sword. First of all, kids can learn, if they don't have it around them, learn to be loved by an animal, by a dog. But at the same time down the road, they will tell you people who are abusive started out abusing animals.
So, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. We're hoping that maybe through, in some way, through this book, that we can break the cycle. Mm-hmm. And
the name of the book, Adventures of Mr. Fuzzy Ears, Donna Carr Roberts is the author and illustrator both, and we'll again remind you how to get the book in a moment. And the important part is proceeds going to the Humane Society and doing all the good work they do. There's also a sidebar story to this that I find fascinating, and that is our good friend George Stelluto of the Peoria Symphony Orchestra has somehow jumped into this book. And what is he doing?
Well, he had seen the draft of the book earlier in the year, and he finished reading it and looked up and said, "There's music here." And I thought he was just being kind, and he has, and the Peoria Symphony have commissioned a young upcoming composer in New York who is an internationally known pianist and composer to write a symphony for Mr. Fuzzy Ears. And their Once Upon a Time family concert in January will feature Peter and the Wolf, music for Runaway Bunny, and the world premiere of the concert for Mr. Fuzzy Ears. So again, I'm hoping that children who may never consider going to the symphony,
we'll get a chance to see
after
it.
They read the book, they're going to want to go.
Are they going to have corresponding images flashing up?
Yeah, it's wonderful. He has a professional actor on stage who will read the book while the concert's being performed, and the images from the book will be up on the big screen so the kids can follow along.
Oh.
And then afterwards, we'll be in the lobby with Mr. Fuzzy Ears so the kids can meet him.
I have a lot of questions. One, George is creative.
Oh, he's amazing.
Beyond anything I know. Two, I'm worried about Sophie, Izzy, and Teddy. Those are the other three dogs that live at your house, and I think there's going to be some kind of a problem. I think.
Well, Mr. Fuzzy Ears is already donning sunglasses.
Yeah, Scamp. So. Scamp is walking around like a prima donna.
Yeah.
And the other one's like, "What? Well, we've been around here a long time.
Elvis and his backup group, they're important,
they're the backup group to Elvis.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
I got you. Donna, this is really cool.
Thank you.
And I can't imagine, real quick question, because we're almost out of time.
Yeah.
It must just feel weird about that music, right? I mean, because you did this. This is you. This is your creation.
Yeah.
This is you. Now this is somebody else creating something with you. Your work, in a completely different media. It's so crazy.
Well, it's. I'm still pinching myself. I mean, this is very
exciting,
and he's going to be sharing it with composers around the country to see if they would like to perform it too. So,
All right, again, remind people how to get the book and when. It's not quite out, right?
It'll be out in the next few weeks.
Okay.
They can go on Mr. Fuzzy Ears' website and pre-order.
Okay, good.
When it is available, it'll be available on Amazon and some of the local bookstores.
No, wait a minute.
MrFuzzyEars.com.
Now, if you do go, if other composers do it, that means a tour. So that means what? A big bus for Mr. Fuzzy Ears?
Could be.
Yeah. I think Fuzzy Ears is in high standard of dog food or whatever he eats, or she. Is it she or he? Scamp.
He.
Scamp's going to be eating steak.
Well, and if there is a kind of a United States tour, I think somehow we should go on with the country.
And be the roadies or whatever.
There you go.
Good going. Congratulations. Thank you
very much
for coming in.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate it. We'll follow that story along. That's fun.